John Calipari, on his radio show, gave his State of the Union for where Kentucky basketball is currently at. What do we think about it? That's going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined, as always, by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how you doing, buddy?
I could be doing better, you know, after that tough loss we suffered in the first round. But, you know, making every day count.
Yeah, at the moment. Making the best of it. I'm with you on that. What we're going to do today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to run through what happened with Coach Calipari's radio show and talk about what our thoughts are. We're going to give both sides of the argument. Those who are, I don't care, get rid of Cal, which he's not. John Calipari will be Kentucky's head coach next year. I would say I'm 99.9% confident on that. But do we believe, are we buying what he's selling? That's going to be the conversation. But first, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. We haven't seen y'all since we did our little post game after the Oakland game. We're going to be back here bringing you a couple shows every week during the off season. We'll get into football down the road. So a lot of fun stuff coming on, baseball teams looking good. We'll talk about some baseball at some points. So a lot of fun stuff coming up here at the Wildcats Today podcast. So if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button. It really does help. But, Carson, am I buying what John Calipari is selling? I think for me, it's yes. Here's the deal. I think he knows, hey, it's now or never. I think that he has realized, I got to win. I have got to make a run. I've got to have a solid team. And I'm hoping, I guess, that coaching for his life, in essence, will make him better. So, I mean, from what you heard on the radio, on his radio show, Carson, what are your thoughts? How do you feel about the program moving forward?
Yeah, he did sound more desperate in what he was saying. He sounded more of like he meant it. Sometimes Cal just goes on and rambles, and you get the sense that he doesn't really care sometimes, which isn't the best thing. But this felt more heartfelt and more things need to change, in my opinion, like actually. And I think that starts with staff changes in the beginning. I think the staff, some of the people on the staff aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing to the best of their abilities. And I think that starts with the change. I think 99.9% chance Cal is your head coach next season. I just don't see, after he goes on that show, says all that, I don't see how Mitch fires him tomorrow.
Today.
But it will be interesting to find out the stipulations of the meeting. Because I'm sure they're going to put in there, either they might even restructure his contract. I don't know, but they're going to put, he needs to get to certain places, needs to do certain things. So it'll be interesting to see what pans out from it.
Yeah. So, I mean, to continue on with this conversation, we're going to get a little into the transfer portal in a minute because there's some concerning things I have, concerning things about the way Coach Calipari runs the program. We're going to talk about that. But, I mean, I just don't know if I'm buying it. Can John Calipari do this anymore? I mean, it's like, I think the closest similarity that we've seen with this in college athletics recently, I think Jimbo Fisher, because, you know, with that buyout, Jimbo Fisher at one point was a great coach. He had a great offense. And what happened? It went to crap and he got fired. The sport changes, things change. The way Coach Calipari coached it's different from now. He's having to adapt. He's learning as these new coaches or other coaches are learning too. So, I mean, I like Coach Cal. I mean, I do. I think that he's brought Kentucky fans a lot of agony and a lot of happiness, a lot of tears from both happy tears and sad tears. And, you know, I'm fine giving him one more year, but I think the leash is you're holding this collar. There's not even a leash anymore. I mean, it's if this season doesn't go well with the number two recruiting class, you go get some guys in the portal, try and get older like he wants to. If this season doesn't go well, I you have to get rid of him. I don't think there's any debate to it. You have to get rid of him. So it's now or never for John Calipari. I mean, So then before we get into the portal, Carson, and his thoughts about wanting to get older, where does John Calipari realistically have to get in next year's tournament for people not to want him gone? There's no question it's out of first week.
I'd say he has to get to the Elite Eight. And the Elite Eight has to be a close game. If you lose in the Elite Eight to a really good North Carolina like you did against with Monk and Fox on the buzzer beater, that's a good season because North Carolina went on to win the whole thing. You had that game won pretty much. If you go into overtime, you win that game because we were on fire during the last little bit of that game. But I would say Elite Eight for sure. Some would say Final Four. I mean, it's still college basketball. Let's be honest. You got to have a lot go right for you to get to the Final Four.
It's just hard. It's hard. The NCAA tournament is hard. Okay. Now beating Oakland should not be hard.
The problem right now is you're losing to Oakland when you could have, your path could have been Oakland, NC State, and then Marquette. You should have had an easy path to, and it almost opened up even more. Marquette almost lost, but you should have had an easy path to that game.
Yeah. Here's the deal. It's black and white. If he does not get out of the first weekend in next year's tournament, I would say this experiment is over. That you have to. You have to get out of the first weekend. There's no debate there. But I kind of agree with you. I mean, it feels like you're asking a lot. I mean, but you have to assume this team's going to be a 3 seed. A worst case scenario, a 4 seed, you know? So I just think that's sweet. It's either going to be, I'll say this, he has to get out of the first weekend. Whether it's Elite Eight or Sweet 16, I think that's where it's up to debate. But if he does not get out of the first weekend, that's it. There's no, unless this team is an 8 seed. But then if this team's like an 8 seed, then he's probably going to lose his job regardless. I mean, what folks are frustrated about, rightfully so, is this is a historic, this is the best program in college basketball history. And it has not lived up to that standard really since, what would you say, 2019 Elite Eight run?
That team with Tyrese Maxey could have done something.
That's fair. That's fair. So after that. But we're to the point now, it feels like COVID was yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not yesterday. We are years and years and years and seasons past it. So I'm fine giving Coach Calipari one more season, but it's now or never. It is now or never. And I don't think there's any debate to that. So, I mean, Carson, do you disagree there?
No, I don't. I think it's one final run. I really do. I believe that.
And I'm not saying it has to be a national championship. I'm saying I think I think Elite Eight's fair. I think some might say Sweet 16. I still just think you got to go to the Elite Eight. I think you got to. Improve. Keep recruiting at the level. I don't think it'll ever be a concern. You know, recruiting will never be a concern from John Calipari. Listen to him on the radio show last night. He recruited the fan base back. I mean, some of it, you know. So now I do want to talk about one frustration for me with Coach Calipari. And it's kind of what happened last year with Oscar Tshiebwe. Being loyal, one thing I will always say about Coach Calipari, everybody has their opinions. Do you think he's a bit stuck up? Whatever you think he is. If you think he's a great person, a bad, whatever. That's to your opinion, up to you. One thing I will always say about John Calipari is he loves his players. He loves his players. He will go to war for his players. He wants to make those families. He wants to make those families money because he cares about those young men and their families. And I respect the heck out of him for that. And I think he loves the fans. I do. I do think he loves the fan base. He's quick to say thanks to the fans always for showing out. I appreciate that he does that. But this whole Tshiebwe last year, I'm going to test the waters. Am I going to come back? What am I going to do? You're missing out on the best players in the transfer portal doing that. You lucked into Trey Mitchell, who was a great player until it kind of – he fell apart, you know, toward the
end. He got banged up.
Yeah, but you lucked into that. If it wasn't for Bob Huggins doing some things, you know, this is a different, you know, you don't have Trey Mitchell, I don't think. So you got to use the portal better. Now, they've already reached out to the big man from Rutgers. I'll be honest with you, knowing that a big man was the first player he reached out to is a bit surprising to me. But
I don't know if it was to me.
I mean, I just think you still have you still have – you got two guys coming in and 3 7-footers that could all come back. Well, they're not all going to.
Well, the only reason I'm saying that is because you have a glaring weakness in physicality and rebounding. And this big man, he's really good. He's a really good big man, and he does what you're lacking the best that I've seen out of the transfer portal so far, and one of the best in college basketball, I think, at that aspect.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a great player. All I'm simply saying is I think the concern is going to be shooting. I'm already concerned about shooting for next season. Travis Perry can shoot. Boogie Flan can shoot. I have concerns about Boogie Flan being Wagner-esque in his ability to shoot the three ball. I think he's a better shot creator than Wagner, but I think that their jump shot could be similar. I hope I'm wrong about that. I could be wrong about that. But just having watched tape on him. So I think you need shooters. You need guards who can shoot the ball. You have Travis Perry. What's his role going to look like? That'll be a conversation for another day. But I just think it's going to be hard to be loyal to Justin Edwards while he tests the waters, assuming that's what, you know what I mean? I'm making a hypothetical, assuming he does. Like, can you be loyal to these players? Because you do that, and okay, they go, and you're, you know, left with some, you know, scraps in the portal. What do? You got to go get your guys and say, listen, Justin, if you come back, or DJ, if you come back, we'll figure it out. We'll try and figure something out. But I mean, and I get the loyalty. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but this is what college basketball is. It's cutthroat. This is what has to happen. So I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Carson? It's a concern for me.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. You can't. Cal's gonna have to definitely be more cutthroat.
Yeah,
it's no more of playing favorites. No more of all this. He's got to do what's best for the program, and so that just depends. Now we would love to have him back, and if they decide to come back, then you let them. You open your arms to it, but you got to find the best players to play right now because it's winter. Go home for Cal.
Yeah, and he wants to get older. Well, the transfer portal is how you're gonna do that. You know what I mean? Edwards, Wagner, Bradshaw, they're still going to be sophomores. They're not going to be seasoned veterans. You know what I mean? So I don't know. This is, once again, this is all up to how you feel, interpretation. It's all personal feelings about these things. But I just think you can't – it's a business that you got to be willing to hurt feelings. You got to be willing to say, okay, hey, we got to go get some guys. I like this class Coach Cal has coming in. I like the possibility of some names potentially coming back from this year's roster. But you got to go get – I bet you that we need 2 to 3 pieces from the portal, and you got to knock those pieces out of the ballpark. Very plain and simple. You have got to, and I think the kid they're offered from Rutgers, the big guy, is a great name. I think and then you go get a couple shooters. Boom, I'm in on that. I still am a believer that you're going to get Big Z and or Bradshaw back. I'd say one of them, not both. I think you get a Duthiero back. So you've got, you know, your guys at the 4 and at the 3. You got guys coming in at the 4, coming in at the 5. You got guys coming in really all over. I think you need a couple lights out shooting guards, and that's really all. And then, like, if a Reed Shepherd were to come back, I'm on the fence about it. He'd be crazy too. I mean, in my opinion, unless that the way he played against Oakland hurt his draft stock, and we'll find that out
soon. Or his feelings.
Yeah.
And he wants to make it up to everybody.
But, I mean, it's just I'd say that had he had 35 points in that game, Kentucky win. You know, Kentucky goes on a run, loses in the Sweet 16, and Reed Shepherd's incredible. He's going to the NBA.
Yeah.
So I would say the chances of him coming back increased by a few percentage points. I would say at one point there was 5%. Maybe now it's like 11. So it's still not high, but it's a chance. So how this roster shapes out is going to be very interesting, and I'm excited about that. But that's going to be what decides Coach Cal's fate at Kentucky. Is does he do a good job managing this roster? So, Carson, closing thoughts, any other comments before we call this a day?
No, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. I mean, if you're building your roster back, the one key piece you're going to want back is Reed Shepherd. Like, if you get Reed back, now a lot more fans are back on board with Cal anyways.
Yeah.
So that would help. That would be a good start. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to hear what comes out of this meeting. And we'll keep you updated on that as well over here.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, listen, Rob Dillingham's not coming back. He's the one player that is for sure, no debate, gone. Everybody else, I'd say it differentiates for each player, but has a chance to come back. I would love to have Justin Edwards back, in all honesty. I would. I wouldn't mind to see them move on from DJ Wagner. But I'm telling you, I'm all in on did you see the guard enter the portal who I think Kentucky's got to get after? Did you see?
I saw him. I would rather we pass on that.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. Katie Johnson. No, I think he'll pass on Katie Johnson.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You want to sit and think on it and get back to
me? I think I run point guard better than Katie Johnson does.
Oh, now let's come on now. Come on now. Ooh. But, yeah, Katie Johnson in Kentucky Blue. What say you, Wildcats Today podcast listeners? This has all been a joke.
Leave your thumbs down in the comments.
And just at Andrew Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson, thumbs down. No, all jokes aside, good luck to him finding a new home. Yeah, I mean, that's my thoughts. Let us know in the comments what you think about where this program's at, thoughts on Coach Calipari, thoughts on this roster for next season. What do you want to see him do? Who do you want to see him add? Any players in the portal excites you? Let us know those things. Next episode, we'll record later in the week. We're going to run through, hey, who's coming back? Who's going to transfer? Who's going to the NBA? We'll kind of predict the roster for next year. That'll be a fun one. So be ready for that one. Probably be Thursday, Friday in that range. So get excited about that. That's going to be a ton of fun. But that's going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. Really appreciate y'all being here. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Hope everybody has a great rest of their day today. Let us know those things in the comments, and we will see you next time.